Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Okay, today's show, Vital Concepts for Sexual Power. That's an eye-opener. Last week we did Mother's Day. Got to include the men. So let's go to it. As always, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, show 313. We're going to talk about that all-important subject, especially for men over the age of 50. Sometimes you get that concern at the age of 40. What's it about? Well, those of you that follow nutrition believe it to be about that magic herb that you buy on the market that promises you that return to the virility of your youth. And sometimes that works, but honestly, most of the time it's a dud. Now, I say that not unequivocally. Sometimes things do work. But the key here, as always with the show, is that there are fundamentals to sexual power, virility, every dimension of it under consideration that you want to understand. If you get the concept straight, then you really get the power of the herbs. And so to start the show first, I want to make that connection between getting the fundamentals of sexual stamina, especially if you're over 40, especially if you're over 50 years old, getting the fundamentals down, understanding what the physiology of erection is, of being able to maintain the erection during intercourse, so on and so forth, of virility, the ability of those sperm to actually, for those of you who are at that phase where you want to have children, to have that sperm count up and to have those sperm be potent enough to go on that perilous journey after ejaculation. And any of you that have seen the documentaries, National Geographic has done great work giving camera, doing with high-speed cameras, showing that the journey for the sperm, in an average ejaculate, a good strong ejaculate, you're going to have about 300 million sperm, up to 400 million sperm. As we know, it only takes one to penetrate the egg, but that journey is fraught with many, many difficulties, so only the strongest sperm get there. The ability of the sperm, you rate the sperm on the basis of their motility and their morphology. Motility meaning, are they strong swimmers? Morphology meaning, is anything wrong with the shape of the sperm in such a way that they might not penetrate the egg? So we're going to break the show down into component parts. You've got the virility of the sperm. You've got the strength of the erection. You've got the ability to maintain the erection for certain periods of time. And all of this, and here's my point, comes down to fundamental concepts. After that, I'll teach you how to blend in the herbs. So, as always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc. First of all, the testes have two cells. The testicle has two types of cells. One type of cell is called a Sertoli cell. The other type of cell is called a Leydig cell. Each cell does a different thing. The Leydig cell makes the testosterone. And that cell is a factory, and that factory has to be nourished. And yes, you can overload that factory. You can burn out that factory. And then those cells, like any cell in the body, suffer from all the things cells suffer from. So you've got to have testosterone to have sexual power. And those cells are produced, that hormone, testosterone, is produced by Leydig cells. And it's the function, or it's the efficiency of that factory, and we'll get into that, that determines just how much of that testosterone you're going to be producing. There's another type of cell called a Sertoli cell. And that cell nourishes the sperm. So your body makes sperm, spermatogenesis, but the evolution of that sperm, the nourishment of that sperm, what goes into making that sperm a strong swimmer, is a function of the Sertoli cell. So two things going down on in your testicles, gentlemen. One is the process through which you enhance the rate and quantity of your testosterone. The other process is making the sperm and nourishing the sperm so that when they go all the way up the spermatic cord, get stored in a little place called the ampulla, just behind the prostate, that when you ejaculate, you've got not just quantity, but virility. You can ejaculate 400 million sperm, which is a good quantity. But if the quality of those sperm are defunct, well, what good are they? Better you ejaculate 100 million really, really virile warriors, because it only takes one. And think of that. All right. So that's your testicular issues, and we'll get back to that in a second. Now, what controls the production, and this is what's so functionally important for you to understand, what controls the production of the testosterone? Well, testosterone's a hormone, and for as much as we're going to plug all these testosterone boosters, there is issues in American culture that far exceed the effects of the herbs. And the first one we're going to hit is insulin. That's the big one. Nothing suffers more from high insulin than the production of testosterone. And this is often tied into adrenal dysfunction. And by the time you're 40 or 50, if you add up insulin resistance to adrenal fatigue and put them together, that is a knockout combination to what blocks testosterone production. So if you're hitting that phase in your 40s and your 50s, where the erections are not as firm, where you can't hold the sperm, but especially the strength of the erection, the first place you look is to insulin. Now, that's a whole subject by itself. I've got shows on this. Look the shows up. Get into the whole issue of insulin. And this is distinct from blood sugar. So I'll just deviate just for a flash to say that your blood sugar is regulated by a hormone that your pancreas produces called insulin. And if you're giving your body a good reason to bring the blood sugar down all the time because you're jacking it up on carbs and various other goodies, your body starts to produce insulin, but too much. And then you start to become insulin resistant, especially if you've gained weight. So look at, if you're in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, look at that classic sequela. Young, healthy, virile at 20. You put the little belly on at 30. The belly gets bigger at 40. By the time you're 50 years old, you're packing an extra 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds. And what was once virile now, and those testes still capable of producing much testosterone, are having to compete with the rise in insulin production. Why? Well, one, you've stuffed yourself with too many carbs and too much sugar. That forces a rise in the sugar in the blood. The body doesn't want that, so it secretes a lot of insulin. But you've gained weight, and so the insulin doesn't work as well. And so you've developed insulin resistance secondary to weight gain. And underneath it all, it's driven off a diet too high in cheap carbs. So instead of producing one molecule of insulin like you used to, now you produce 10. So every time you eat, you produce massive amounts of insulin because you're insulin resistant. And as long as you circulate high insulin, your testosterone levels plummet. There's a concept in glandular medicine you want to understand, because we're going to repeat the same thing when it comes to stress and cortisol. Two big factors, insulin resistance and stress. Your average guy at 50 has succumbed to insulin resistance and stress, And then there's about three more big ones. And if you get these five straight, most men would be back right on track like their 20s. To that, you add some herbs, and I'll talk later about how to select herbs that really do work. And then you get that extra 20% boost, and you're feeling good. If you're in your 50s, 60s, and you're not feeling good, and you listen to six or seven of these vital concepts, and you add some quality adaptogens, you're going to feel good. It's not a mystery, and don't ever think at 50 or 60 years old it's over for you. Yes, it happens. Some of us are born with less, and we'll get into that later too. But most men are very strong into their early 70s, even late 70s, if they'll just follow the concepts. So let's understand this then. When you produce a hormone, that hormone finds a binding site. When you produce testosterone, that testosterone has to find a binding site. And that production and that binding site is interfered with by competitive hormones. So the binding sites, we say, the binding sites that will produce insulin for you, that will produce testosterone for you, get interfered with by competitor hormones. And one of the competitor hormones to the binding sites that make you produce testosterone is insulin. We call this competitive inhibition. The receptor site for the hormone that's going to produce what you want is interfered with by another hormone, not because that hormone's better at the binding site, but because it so outnumbers the right hormone. The insulin so outnumbers the hormone to produce the testosterone that it binds the insulin and you never get the testosterone production as a result. So the concept here is called competitive inhibition. Here's another one. Under stress, the same thing that happens with the insulin happens from too much cortisol. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone. It's produced by the adrenal glands. Stress means functionally, in terms of the cell biology, that your response to your environment, mediated through your nervous system, forces the production of high amounts of cortisol from the adrenal cortex. High cortisol breaks down tissues. High cortisol does not grow muscle, it breaks muscle down. High cortisol does not increase testosterone production, high cortisol decreases testosterone production. So you got two issues. After 40, the stress has eaten you away. The kids are in high school, college, bills go up, jobs become more scarce. You're older on all levels. And the net effect of 10, 15, 20 years of being out in the workplace are starting to burn you out, age 40, age 50, age 60. Those adrenals are exhausted because of so much stress. And in response, to keep you stable, to keep you getting up and somewhat functional, your cortisol levels are spiking through the roof. In which case, combined with insulin, you are competitively inhibiting the hormones that are required to produce testosterone. That says a lot. That by itself, if you can get that, you can understand the first two huge concepts in what controls testosterone production. Against that, your return in terms of herbs, taking herbs for sexual potency, sexual power, against those two factors, you're in the law of diminishing returns. It's not the way I want you to think about the herb. Once you get the vital concepts down, then the herbs are posed to work much better. Let's keep going. We're going to add to this, all right? So competitive inhibition, high insulin,